So let's go to Rick in California. Rick, how are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you doing, Lee?
Doing well. Very good.
Yeah, I have something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I haven't really wanted to bring it up because I was afraid I would start trouble in our circle.
That's all right. Hey, I mean, there's no really topic off limits. So, yeah, if you got something to say, by all means.
Yeah, I think you and Josh have been cluing into this too. Josh talked about on his show that that when we came out of the mainstream box of mainstream corporate reality, we started learning about 9/11 being an inside job and all that stuff, and you know the whole thing about there's an elite and there's a Bilderberg. We came in; they had a second box laid out for us, and that was the box of the the Patriot movement and the council. And then he found out, you know, and a bunch of us found out that box was being created as well, whole cloth, with the CMP information and all that, you know. Well, I think there's a third box, there's a third level box being laid out for us right now, and people trying to infiltrate our circle from outside, certain spooks, and I think you know, because you know, as we've awakened to the CMP information, and as some of these shows have been exposing about the Anunnaki and Sirius and the esoteric past, you know, about Atlantis we've gotten way beyond the Patriot Circle. So I think what's been happening is three infiltrators in particular have come in and are using Nibiru. They're using 2012 to try to scare us. They're trying to create a third level box for the people who have awakened from the CMP, basically, if I can sum it up, I'm going to try to put the fear back in the box. It's Jesus riding on the back of Nibiru, like Paul Atreides riding on a sandworm, and coming down to take revenge on us all for looking at girls or cussing or smoking or whatever.